Hello and welcome to MNIT Talks. My name is Paul Harvey. I'm the editor of MNIT and I'm joined today by Faye Sharp, the founder of mentoring scheme Fast Forward 15 and as of this month in the New Year's Honours List, an OBE. Welcome to the show, Faye, and congratulations on the OBE.
Thank you very much, Paul. What an honour. I mean, I have to say it was a huge surprise, but a lovely surprise. On New Year's Eve, when I saw it at 10:30, I was very excited. I was actually having a few drinks at the time, so you can imagine the scene. But it was lovely. You get a letter. So it's quite interesting. It's quite top secret. You get a letter at the beginning of December to ask if you'll be happy to receive the honour, which, of course, I was. I was delighted. But it doesn't confirm it. It sort of says that you've been nominated, and then you have to keep secret for nearly a month.
You're told that you could be up for it.
Yes, exactly. So, and then of course you have to wait and see if you're on the list. And you know, 10 minutes to midnight, and you see it, and there's lots of champagne and bubbles flowing around. So it was very nice. Yes.
Was that the first you knew of it when you were asked if you were happy to receive the award?
Yeah. I mean, it was a real surprise. It's lovely. I mean, I think what is nice is it's a recognition of women within the events industry, not just me. It's not just for me. I think I'd like to think it's for all women. And over the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of change, which is a great thing. I'm really proud that that's been recognised because we needed to make that change. So I think I see women being more confident, putting themselves forward for more things, standing up to the plate and saying, you know, I'm here as well. I want to be in on this or whatever. So yeah, I think women are being more confident generally, which was one of my objectives when I started this crusade, as it were. So.
Because I remember when you set it up, there was quite a bit. I was surprised at the time, but there was quite a bit of opposition to the idea of an only mentoring scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, right, is that obviously this is not about men and women separately. It's an issue that needs to be addressed by both sexes, you know, and it's not about being sexist against men or anything, because I love guys and I think it takes all of us to be involved to make the solution. This was about equality and confidence. And I recognize that our industry is quite female orientated, and yet very often it's not always the females that are on the panels or speaking at things, or it wasn't anyway, or women of color, you know, black and brown women doing things. It was very often you'd see all white middle class men, etc., on panels or committees or whatever. And I just felt that that wasn't right for the 21st century. I felt that that needed to change. And I'm not someone who will sit back and let things just ride. I'm someone who, if I can, in a positive way, in the most positive way I can, will try and affect change. So that's why, one of the reasons why I thought, right, I'm going to do something to help women. And I think it's not just had an effect of helping the 15 women on the program. It also helps the mentors, because I think men and women who are mentors, it helps them in their career and their development. I think it helps the women that apply, which are hundreds and hundreds. Because we try and give all of them a confidence boost by encouraging them to be part of the community. I also think that I try to be a bit of a role model for other women, because my background is, you know, social housing, no money. You know, I've fought my way to the top. I've worked hard. So it's almost like, well, I can do it. I've got two kids. I've worked multiple jobs. If I can do it, then so can you. So it's almost like a role model to inspire. And I think in life generally, we all look to people that have done something and think, well, if they can do it, then maybe I've got a chance to do something like that too, or I've got a chance to succeed too. So that's what I've tried to do.
Fast Forward 15 as well. It's not a money-making.
It's a not-for-profit. So we don't... The reason why it's been successful, Paul, is because it's always been for the right sentiments. What we do is we help 15 women. They don't, you know, free of charge. It's not a commercial operation. Everyone volunteers wherever possible. We get funding for venues and all the rest of it. A little bit of sponsorship to help us pay for the admin and I, you know, bits and bobs behind the scenes. But basically, it's not a commercial operation where we're looking to get those women to sign up for another thing or something where they've got to pay program fees. So that's why I think it's successful, because people can see it's everyone's doing it because they want to help and for the right reasons, which is a beautiful thing.
I believe the next season of Fast Forward 15 is now open for applications. Is that right?
Yeah. If you look on our Instagram, we're announcing all our mentors who are all in place for the 2022 cohort. So in fact, we met yesterday at the Londoner, which was fabulous, and had our first meeting. And at that meeting, I briefed and trained them on the program. And you should, if you keep looking, you'll see all the people that are mentoring for next year. But it's industry veterans like Richard Bridges, Elizabeth Heron, Christiane Beck, Karen Hutchins from Ernst & Young, Jonathan Reed from Tobacco Doc. You know, it's people who've really put their time in the industry and have come to a point in their career where they want to give something back and help someone at any stage of their career. And I'm going to point this out, Fast Forward 15 is not just for women that are 20 or just coming out of uni. It's for women who've come out of uni or have gone straight into work, or women that have come back from maternity leave, or women who are 55 and stuck in their job, or someone who wants to set up their own business, or someone who wants to go freelance. It doesn't really matter where you're at in the career line, this program's for you. You just need to be committed, because it's not just a matching two people up. It is a governed program where you will work through with your mentor 10 mentoring sessions plus education days, a charity event, panels at various industry events, speaking opportunities. We aim to elevate those mentees to build their brand and be more confident. That's what we're doing. So there's a lot of work that goes in. So if you're committed and if you want to do better and you want to be better, then it's for you.
I mean, I was thinking, I was saying, I remember it starting up. How much has Fast Forward 15 changed since you started it up?
It's changed quite a lot, because I think a few things that have happened. Obviously, virtuals happened, which I was a great believer in, only ever meeting face to face and only ever having my coffees with people in London somewhere. Of course, with the effects of COVID, I had to rethink that. And do you know what? It actually has helped me an awful lot. I now have quarterly Zoom calls with all the mentors and the mentees, where we sort of catch up on where they are on their goals. And I obviously coach them and help them get to where they need to get to. We have some of the meetings are on Zoom. The educational, we try and make face to face, but where we haven't been able to, we've done those virtually. Obviously, I catch up with the mentees on a frequent basis, because they're doing the charity event, and obviously I'm supporting them with that. So Zoom, which, you know, probably 10 years ago we weren't really operating in that arena, and is brilliant, because it saved me a huge amount of time and effort and money in actually being able to communicate. And also simple things like WhatsApp groups. We all are on WhatsApp groups so that we can communicate, quick messaging, etc. That sort of thing has helped us a lot. But also I've changed the program considerably, just to reflect my learnings over the past 8 years. You know, so every year I will look at the program and add new things in. So I add additional tools for the mentors, things that they can use in their sessions, like mind mapping or psychometric testing, and help them to have something really substantial each time they meet with a mentee to bring them forward another step of the way on their goal journey.
Have you been surprised by the success of Fast Forward 15? Because obviously when you set it up, I mean, setting up anything like this, it's a bit of a risk. But 8 years down the line, and you've ended up with an OBE off the back of it.
I know.
You ever envisaged that happening?
No, I didn't. To be honest with you, no, I didn't. That wasn't initially one of my goals, actually. I didn't have that as a goal. But I had quite a simple goal, and that was to help other women achieve whatever it was they wanted to achieve, whatever their goals were. So that was my goal with the program. Am I surprised? I think, do you know what? I'm a determined person. And if I put my mind to something, more or less, you're guaranteed I'm going to make it happen. So that is face sharp. You know, love me or hate me, you know, I'm a bit Marmite sometimes. But what I am surprised about is that the changes that have happened and the changes I've seen, so that's been good. I don't think I'm surprised that it's still needed, because I thought at one point, well, hopefully I'll get to a point where we don't need to do this anymore because we've leveled up and we're, you know. I still think it's needed, not just for women, but also for ethnicity, diversity and disablement, you know, all those things, and even age diversity. So I think that there'll always be a cause, won't there? But hopefully, you know, I'm working towards, in our industry, having a much more level playing field. There were a few men when I first started this, as you said, who were critical, but I knew it was right, or I believed I was doing the right thing. And like I said to you at the beginning, if your heart is in the right place and you're doing things for the right reasons, then generally I don't think people can criticize you, because you're trying to help people. And like I've always said, if you want to set up a program for, you know, whatever you want to do, then go and do it. You know, it's up to you. I'm not going to knock you. If you do something great and help people, then hats off to you. You know, I'm doing my thing and loving it.
And I think one of the other reasons it's been successful is because it has chimed with the times. I mean, we've obviously had the Me Too movement, but there's been such a, I think looking back over the last 10 years or so, I mean, it is quite strange to look back and see the big kind of social changes that have taken place in the last 10 years. And I think Fast Forward 15 really chimed with those.
I think probably it was ahead of its time in some ways. So when I first started it, that's why there was a bit of negativity. And I think as we've, in the last few years, it couldn't be more relevant. And also obviously before I did all this, I was in the agency world as an owner and operator, operating one of the biggest events companies in the UK. And I worked with a lot of women, and I saw the challenges they faced when they went off on maternity leave and the confidence issues. And, you know, so I tried to make Zybrant a great company for women to work in. And we actually won the Times top 50 for companies for women to work in, which was fantastic. So, and all of that sort of fed into this idea of trying to make a change.
In terms of what's coming up next, what are the mentees doing? What are the mentees doing on this year's program?
I mean, the program is brilliant every year, and it always comes with new challenges and new things that they're doing, and I try and build new things in. So this year, part of the program is they have to put on a charity challenge. They've got no budget. So on the 8th of March, they are doing the bingo ball in collaboration with Confex, who have very kindly sponsored us for the space, and they're helping us out there. International Women's Day. So we're going to be doing this incredible event, which tickets will be on sale very soon. Well, there'll be auction prizes. We've got some incredible acts which will be coming, and we are doing that in aid of Mind Out, which is an LGBTQ+ charity for mental health. And also, obviously, some of the money comes back into Fast Forward 15 to help me run the program. So that's a great cause, and hopefully the industry can support. There'll be opportunity to sponsor or to buy tickets or to have a little pop-up stand. So if anyone's interested, either get in touch with me and I can connect them with the mentees, or they'll look out on our Instagram site very soon for posts. So that's happening. And also on at Confex, I'm hosting a panel, which will be called the Empower Hour. So I encourage everyone to come, because I'm going to try and help everyone in the audience get a goal down and achieve that goal within a set timeline. So I'd really encourage people to come, because they're going to get hopefully some of the Faye Sharp mentoring magic. That's what I'd like to
do. You can't help yourself.
can't help it. So there's that. And then the other thing that I've started, but it is something that I need funding for, because it's a big project. I have started to create a new organization, which we have got a website and we have got social media, called Arrive in Politics. And with all the stuff going on in politics, I was talking to two women that I've worked with over the last few years on different Fast Forward 15 projects, and one of them is a political expert and the other is the founder of the Festival of the Girl. And we said, you know what, there needs to be more diversity in politics, but not just women or ethnicity, but also women from not just middle class and upper class backgrounds. I mean, I'm from a working class background, so I know how it feels to have nothing and actually be fighting for everything. So we are trying to find maybe a university to work with to launch this. And we have got the support of about 8 female MPs from around the country who would be looking to mentor, you know, maybe young women from different backgrounds that want to come into politics. But we're just looking at the financials on that to get some sort of funding. And being honest, you know, it does cost money. You do need to, these things do need to be administrated correctly to make them work. And a lot of time to prepare all the presentations and events and stuff. So, yeah, so that's on my agenda. And people can look at the great website for that, because it does look good. It's called Arrive in Politics. And, yeah, so that's on my list.
That sounds fantastic. And so what inspired that? Was it just a case of looking at politics and thinking, you know,
God, what it means? yeah, I think... I mean, I'm not particularly political myself, but I do think that to affect change, you have to make change. I do think that, again, the balance maybe isn't quite right in our political system from all parties, and maybe the priorities aren't right. And I think maybe if you had a, you know, maybe better selection of people coming into politics, maybe there might be some change that is made. So I don't know. It's still the ideas and the concepts, whilst we've got the website up and we've got the social media up, is still swirling around, and we're just looking to get it off the ground and see if we can make it happen. So yeah, I think it could be a good thing. And if I put the same principles that I have into Fast Forward 15 that we're mentoring for free, and that we're trying to help women get into the area they want to get into, then I think it could be quite a nice, you know, thing to do. So, yeah.
It sounds like you're trying to change the world.
Well, one step at a time, you know. I want to leave a legacy. I've focused the first part of my life and career on myself and on my family and achieving stuff, and I've done well financially. And I think, well, you know, what else is there? What can I do? So I think if you can make change and you can do things, you should, because it makes me feel good. So it gives me something back as well. So yeah, I'm also, the other thing I'm doing, Paul's, I've been invited on the government events board. Okay. So I think that will also help in some of these things I'm talking about, to try and hear what the industry issues are and try and make some change. I did say to them before they invited me, I'm not the sort of person to sit and just agree with everything. So, yes.
You're not thinking of going into politics yourself, though, from the sense of things, because you wouldn't make a great MP. I'm sure other people must have told you that.
Well, I probably get such a hard time, though, from everyone. I don't know. I think I've got quite clear ideas. So, yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think that's my thing. I think my skills are best used elsewhere at this point in time. But who knows?
Fair enough. There was one final thing I wanted to touch on. I was looking up, now that you've got an OBE, did you know that you and any of your children are now entitled to get married in St. Paul's Cathedral?
No, am I?
You are, yeah.
Well, actually, I'm single at the moment, so that could be quite... If there's some sort of princely gentleman out there that's honest and good and gorgeous, then, you know, I'm very interested to hear. I'm sure my daughter will be delighted to know she can get married in St. Paul's Cathedral, so I'll tell her boyfriend that.
Your children and any of your grandchildren can get baptised there as well.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. That's a great, interesting fact, Paul. I like that, because I love an event. I mean, you know, that part of me has not left me. I can't help myself in organising events around family, friends, and obviously when I'm doing the Fast Forward 15 things, but that's exciting.
Well, I'll leave you to ponder on that. And
yeah, I don't get upgraded on all my flights from now on, do I? Because that would be a huge, lovely benefit if I did. I'd be very happy about that.
Cheers, Faye.
Thank you very much.